Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
Matt Jones will jump center for Mountain and Home. Jesse Washington will try to win the tip for Jonesboro. Both teams out on the floor. Official comes to center court. Ball is up in the air, and the tip is won by the Hurricane. They'll be moving right to left in, left to right in this first half. Ball goes to Matt Wilson. His layup will not go. Offensive rebound for Jonesboro. They can't get the foul, and this time the rebound is tipped to Abe Crawford, and Mountain Home will have their first possession of the night as we are 17 seconds into this contest. Gilbert drills to the left wing, tries to give it to Tabor. Ball is knocked away, goes back into the backcourt, and Jonesboro comes up with the steal. Ball goes on the left side to McBride, now up top to Wilson. Wilson will set up the offense. Ball goes over on the left side now. Now goes around to the right side, going up for the three-pointer is Jesse Washington, and he'll get it. And Matt Jonesboro strikes first. 3-0 Hurricane leading it, 7:09 left in this opening period. Here's Gilbert into the front court, throws it to Crawford on the right side. Finds Tabor cutting into the lane. He's going to kick it out to Harris on the left wing. His three-pointer will not go, and rebound's tipped out to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to try for the jumper at the free-throw line. Good. Wyatt Gilbert, this first 2 points tonight. 3-2, Jonesboro leading it. Back come the Hurricane. Jesse Washington will throw it up top to Wilson. Now he gives it up top to Pointer. Over on the left side to Washington. Ball goes up top now to Anderson. Over on the left side to McBride. Bride will drill down into the towards the low block, going up for the layup over Abe Crawford. Good. Keelan McBride with his first 2 points of the night. 5-2, Hurricane leading it. 6:20 left in this opening quarter. Gilbert across the timeline for Mountain Home. Throws it to Jones on the right side. Jones will drill down towards the low block. Kicks out to Harris on the left wing. Now tries to give it to Tabor at the elbow. He couldn't handle the pass. Jonesboro comes up and steal. Quickly, Washington's going back the other way. And now an offensive foul is going to be called. Jesse Washington called for the charge. His first personal foul, team foul number one against Jonesboro. And that is the Hurricanes' first turnover of the night. Mountain Home so far with two. 6 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Mountain Home trailing Jonesboro 5-2. Gilbert into the front court, dribbles to the left side, gives it to Tabor at the top, tries to find a cutting Jones. Pass was just a little wide of him. It goes out of bounds, and another turnover against Mountain Home. Jesse Washington will come out of the game as he's replaced by Ryan Rouse, a 5'10 sophomore. 5:45 left in the first quarter. Wilson throws it into the left corner, going up for the three-pointer with Rouse. He cannot get it to go, and the rebound's chased down by Jones. Back comes Mountain Home. Gilbert walking across the timeline. Gilbert heads on the left side, gives it there to Crawford on the wing. Trying to figure out where he wants to go with it. Gives it to Jones just outside of the lane. Now he's going in for the layup. Will not go, and I think they're going to call him for the charge. Matt Jones picks up his first personal foul, team foul number one against Mountain Home. And unfortunately, that's already their fourth turnover of the night. And we're about 2.5 minutes into this contest. Here's Wilson across the timeline for Jonesboro. He drills to the right side, gives it there to McBride. Up top now it goes to Pointer. Now back over to McBride on the right. Excuse me. McBride takes the screen from Anderson. Now he's going down into the lane, going up for the running jumper. Will not go. Ball is knocked around, and the rebound is chased down by Anderson. He will throw it to Wilson on the right elbow. Wilson going into the lane. Now kicks it out to Rouse on the left wing. Rouse was going to drill toward the free throw line. Kicks it out to Wilson. Wilson will reset the offense. 4:40 left to play in the first quarter. Mountain Home trailing Jonesboro 5-2. Rouse has the ball on the right wing. Throws up top to Anderson. Anderson drills to the low block. And now he's going to be called for the travel. Jonesboro's second turnover of the night. Comes with 4:32 left to play in the first quarter. 3-point Hurricane advantage. Crawford takes an inbound pass. gives it back to Harris, now to Gilbert. A full court man-to-man for Jonesboro. Gilbert across the timeline. Ball goes over to Crawford on the right side. Now up top to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbles to the right side. Almost lost handle of the ball, but was able to keep possession of it. Gilbert now throws to Crawford in the right corner. He's going to try for the three-pointer. Hits the side of the backboard. No good. Offensive rebound for Tabor. He can't get the ball to go. And looks like a foul's going to be called against Aide Crawford on the rebound. Crawford picks up his first personal foul, team foul number two, against Mountain Home here in the first half. Aide Crawford's going to come out of the game as he's replaced by Adam Sorrell, a 5'11 senior. 4:03 left to play in the first quarter. Jonesboro with the ball leading 5-2. Wilson will walk the ball across the timeline for the Hurricane. Goes to the right side, gives it there to Pointer. Pointer's going to go down into the lane. Now tries to kick it out to Rouse. He wasn't expecting Rouse to head toward the corner. So the pass was well wide of him. It goes out of bounds on the far sideline. That'll be Jonesboro's third turnover of the night. With 3:49 left to play in the first quarter. Mounts home, gets the ball back, trailing by three. Gilbert gets it across the timeline. Now he's trying to avoid a double team, so he gives it to Jones. Now Jones has it on the left wing. Picks up his dribble, throws up top to Sorrell. Over to Gilbert on the right. Gilbert's going to dribble down, pulls up for the jumper just outside the lane. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Wilson. He's quickly back the other way for Jonesboro. He's going in for the layup. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Gilbert, and back come the Bombers. 3:17 left in the first quarter. Mounts home with the ball. Jonesboro up 5-2. Gilbert with it on the right wing. Now he's going down into the corner. Goes back out to the wing. Takes the screen from Harris. Now throws over to Jones on the right, on the left side. Jones going down towards the lane. Now kicks out to Harris. Over to Gilbert on the right. Gilbert's going to go down into the lane for the running jumper. Rolls around. Will not go. Just kind of hung on the rim there before it fell out. And Jonesboro comes up with a rebound. Here's Wilson back the other way. He has it on the right side. Now it gives it to Pointer. Pointer's going towards the low block. He's going to pull up for the jumper over Jones. No good. Tabor gets the rebound. And back come the Bombers. 2:36 left in the first quarter. Again, Jonesboro with the 5-2 lead. Gilbert with on the left side. Throws up top over on the on the left side to Jones. Jones going to go down into the lane. Going up for the layup. They're going to get the back. They're going to give him the basket and call Jonesboro for the blocking foul. I don't think Wes Swift much likes that call. But it's going to be an and-one situation and a chance to tie it up for Mountain Home. Jake McGee's going to come in for the Bombers, replacing Dawson Tabor. That foul was on Marion Wilson, his first personal foul, team foul number two against the Hurricane. So Matt Jones at the free throw line. He cannot get the free throw, and the rebound's controlled by Jonesboro. 5-4, Hurricane leading it. 2:14 left. Here is Jonesboro back the other way. Rouse has it in the left corner. He dribbles out to the wing. Gives it to Jack Quez Henry, who checked in before the free throw. Now ball goes over to McBride on the right side. His three-pointer, good. Keelan McBride with 5 points. 8-4, Jonesboro leading it. Less than 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Gilbert into the front court. Finds McGee on the left corner. Now gives it to Jones near the paint. Now he throws cross-court pass to Satch Harris on the right side. His three-pointer is up and in. Satch Harris with his first 3 points. Mounts home, cuts the margin back to one. Back the other way. Wilson quickly. Washington quickly for the three-pointer. He gets it. And Josh Fulcher did not like that. He's going to call timeout. We'll break with 1:27 left to play in the first quarter. It is Jonesboro leading Mountain Home 11-7. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes an athlete does suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you back on the road to recovery, and playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or online at knoxorthopedics.com.
It was a good job by Mount Home getting the three-pointer by Harris, but they didn't get back on defense quick enough, and so Jesse Washington was able to get an easy three, his second three of the night. He now has 6 points. And it's back to a four-point lead for Jonesboro with 1:27 left to play in this first quarter. 11-7 is our score. Well, Wes Swift really barking at the official there on that Jonesboro sideline. What about? I'm not sure. Anyway, here is Gilbert into the front court. Throws over to McGee on the right side. His pass to Sorrell was nowhere near that, and Washington comes up with an easy steal, and he goes back the other way for the layup. Good. Mountain's fifth turnover of the night, followed by a layup by Washington. He now has 8 points, 13-7. Jonesboro on top with about a minute left of this first quarter. Gilbert has it between the circles. He'll set up the offense. Ball goes over to Sorrell on the right side. Now another pass picked off by Washington. He's going back the other way. He's going to go in for the layup. His basket will not go, but he draws contact, and he'll head to the free throw line with 47.4 seconds left in the first quarter. Jake McGee picks up his first personal foul, team foul number three against Mountain Home. By the way, that steal marked Mountain Home's sixth turnover of the night. Jesse Washington at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First free throw is up and in. So Keelan McBride is going to check out of the game for Jonesboro as he's replaced, I believe, by Ryan Rouse. Check back in. Second free throw for Washington is up and in. He's already in double figures with 10 points. 15-7, Jonesboro on top. As we tick down inside the final minute of this opening period, 40 seconds left. Gilbert into the front court. Has it on the right side. Gives it to Jones near the elbow. Now Jones finds McGee, and another blocking foul is going to be called on Jonesboro, and Mount Holmes will inbound it on the baseline. Ryan Rouse picks up his first personal foul, team foul number three against the Hurricane here in the first half. 32.3 seconds left as Jake McGee will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline, gets into Wyatt Gilbert in the left corner. Gilbert dribbles out to the wing, now is going down into the lane, going up for the running jumper, in and out, no good, and a foul is going to be called on a rebound against Matt Jones, a push off. That is Matt Jones' second personal foul, team foul number four against the Bombers. Jones will come out of the game, being replaced by Dawson Tabor, and Abe Crawford's going to come back into the game as well as Satch Harris will take a seat. 24.9 seconds left in the first quarter. Matt Jonesboro gets the ball back, leading by eight. And I'd say there's probably a good chance that the Hurricane will hold for the last shot of the period. 15 seconds now. As Wilson is dribbling on the right side. 9 seconds. Now ball goes up top to J.P. Pickens. Now over on the left side to Washington. Has the ball knocked away, and the ball's still loose, and it's going to be it's going to be just the end of the quarter as no one comes up with the ball. So 8 minutes are in the books. Our score at the end of one. Jonesboro leading Mountain Home 15-7. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.